Before we invite our theme speaker, Reverend Patrick Fong, to share God's message with us, please allow me to introduce him to you. 在邀请我们主题讲员冯浩流牧师为我们分享信息之前，请让我介绍冯牧师。Dr. Patrick Fong was born in Hong Kong and received his medical training in Australia and the United Kingdom. Together with his wife, Dr. Jenny, he served as a medical missionary in South Asia. He currently serves as the global ambassador of OMF International. Dr. Fong served as the general director of OMF International from 2005 to 2023, during which he was actively involved in sharing good news of Jesus Christ among the peoples of East Asia. He has also served on the Lausanne Movement's International Board and was the program chair for the 4th Lausanne Congress on World Evangelization. Dr. Fong holds a PhD in Chinese Church History and is currently the principal designate of Singapore Bible College. 冯浩流牧师出生于香港，在澳大利亚以及英国接受医学的训练，并与妻子曾珍妮医生一同在南亚担任宣教士。冯医生现任海外基督使团国际施工特使，他曾于2005年至2023年担任海外基督使团国际总主任，致力于向东亚各族群分享耶稣基督的福音。冯医生承认洛杉福音运动国际董事会成员，并担任第四届洛杉世界福音宣教大会的筹委会主席。他获得中国教会历史博士学位，现为新加坡神学院后任院长。Please join me in welcoming Reverend Dr. Patrick Fong to share God's message with us. 有请冯浩流牧师为我们分享信息。
Well, good afternoon, brothers and sisters in Christ.
弟兄姐妹，下午好。
And also greetings to you for those online joining this conference as well.
我也向在通过网络参加我们今天聚会的朋友们问好。
I'm very grateful to Sister Debbie just share with a very powerful testimony.
我很感恩呢，Debbie 姐妹跟我们分享了这么强而有力的见证。
Now, as I mentioned yesterday, the theme of this year's conference is See, I am doing a new thing based on Isaiah chapter 43.
就如我昨天所说的，我们这个大会的主题是以赛亚书43章19节的，看啊，我要做一件新事。
It's not working. Okay. So yesterday I spoke on the theme, A New Society,Transformation by the gospel.
所以我昨天提到了一个新的群体被福音所转变。
And so today I will focus on a new conviction, the working of the Holy Spirit.
所以今天我要说的是这个这个是圣灵的灵在。
新动力。
新动力。
Tomorrow we will consider a new opportunity taking risks for God.
明天呢，我们会谈为主冒险。
Well, mission work is a missionary calling.
这个宣教事工呢，其实是一个使命。
We are aware that there is an unseen realm with very real spiritual enemies who seek to undermine God's work.
我们知道这其实是属灵领域的一件事情，那里有很多的敌人想要破坏神的工作。
Now, this enemy may come from outside, but also from within the church.
可是这些敌人呢？可能是从教会外或者是在教会内的。
And yet it is the Holy Spirit who continues to guide, to protect, and lead God's people for God's purpose.
可是呢，神的圣灵一直在带领着神，为着神的心意带领着人，保护着他们。
Without the presence and the empowering of the Holy Spirit, our work will be totally in vain.
没有圣灵的保守，没有圣灵的这个这个指引呢，我们的工作都是枉然的。
So today we need to begin with Acts chapter 2, looking at the outpouring of the Holy Spirit in the early church.
今天我们要看《使徒行传》的第二章， 看一看，
It's not working. Sorry.
圣灵的灵在， 灵， 对， 圣灵的灵道。
All right, maybe colleagues up there can help me. All right, don't worry.
没事。
Let's forget about that.
没事。
All right, let's go to slide 3.
我们继续往下看。
Okay. Now first, let's not focus on the remote now. Is it working now? Yeah, okay. All right. And I mentioned that we will study the book of Acts from Acts chapter 2.
我跟大家说我们会从使徒行传的第二章来研究。
Now first, the outpouring of the Holy Spirit is supernatural in nature.
第一，圣灵的这个灵道是一个超自然的事件。
Because we read in chapter 2 verse 2 that suddenly a sound like the blowing of a violent wind came from heaven and filled the whole house. It came from heaven, not from us.
我们从使徒行传的第二章第二节读到，然突然从天上有响声下来，好像一阵大风吹过，充满了他们所坐的房子。所以这个是从天上下来的，不是来自我们的。
So this event was accompanied by three supernatural signs. Now note this, a sound, a sight, an unusual speech. Three signs.
这件事情呢，伴随着三个超自然的现象，有声音，有这个情景，还有这个超自然的言语。
And first, there came from heaven a sound like the blowing of a violent wind. That's the first sign.
所以第一个现象是这个，从天上有好像一阵大风吹过。
Second, the sight, what seemed to be tongues of fire, appear to them.
所以第二，这个超自然的情景是有舌头如火焰显现出来。
And third, all of them were filled with the Holy Spirit, and they began to speak in other tongues.
所以第三，就是他们充满圣灵之后呢，他们开始说起别国的话来了。
And again, it is important to remember that the coming of the Holy Spirit is supernatural in nature.
所以
not by human effort, not at all.
所以我们要记得，圣灵的灵道呢，在本质上是超自然的，根本不是人的能力所能够带来的。
I think we must remember we cannot engineer God's work. Cannot.
我们不能够去精心策划安排神的工作。
It is according to God's timing, God's initiatives, and God's plan, God's way.
这原本这是神的主动，神的心意，按照他自己的方式来进行，他按照他的时间。
And that's why Bishop Hua Yong from the Methodist Church from Malaysia wrote extensively about the danger of what he called managerial missiology.
所以呢，这个华勇长老呢，在他这个马来西亚卫理公会的这个教主啊，他就写，他就警告了，关于我们不要用这种管理式的这种。 宣教观念。
So what is managerial missiology? Basically, we define success in terms of numerical terms.
所以什么叫,
by numbers.
什么叫做管理式的宣教观念呢? 就是我们完全用, 只是用数据来断定宣教事工是否成功。
There's a wrong assumption meaning that, you know, once we have all the resources, we can produce spiritual outcome. That was the assumption.
这个底层的一个假设就是只要我们有所有的资源呢，我们就能够有这种属灵的收获。
And Bishop Hua Yong challenges this thinking that he says we need to break away from managerial missiology. We need to what he called rediscover the work of the Holy Spirit.
所以这个华勇教徒就说，我们如果需要有一种要重新的去认识圣灵，才能够。
Often the work of the Holy Spirit is at the margins, not at the center. Margins.
因为很多时候，圣灵的工作是在边缘，而不是在中心。
So what is the center? Big church, plenty of resources, but margins, we ignore them. But God often works from the margins.
所以，什么所谓的中心可能是一个大教会，可是神是在边缘工作的。
As I mentioned before, the work of the Holy Spirit is supernatural in nature.
所以就如我说的，圣灵的工作呢，在本质上是超自然的。
It is God's initiatives, God's plan, God's timing, which I have said already.
是神主动的，是按着神的时间的，按着神的计划的。
So there's one key question I ask myself.
所以我会问自己一个关键的问题。
So you say you put emphasis on the work of the Holy Spirit.
你说我注重在这圣灵的工作上。
So from now on, does it mean that Grace Church no longer need careful planning, setting mission goals, or even setting mission budgets?
所以
does it mean that?
依靠圣灵是不是说华严堂至今不再需要有宣教目标，不再需要有这个宣教的这个预算，不再需要精心策划呢？是这个意思吗
？So we just simply rely on the Holy Spirit. That's enough. Is that true?
单单依靠圣灵 就行了，是这样吗
？And my response is definitely no. That's not true.
我说当然不是那样啊。
But there is a caution here.
可是我们还是要警惕。
We must be careful not to fall into the danger of just excelling in all our mission plans, even in our mission budget, but becoming numb to the prompting of the Holy Spirit. That is the danger.
可是这里有个危险，我们不要就是陷入一种情况，我们只是顾着我们的宣教金额，顾着我们的宣教事工，可是却对圣灵的引导麻木。
As I plan for today's message,
我正在写今天的讲章的时候呢
，I pray for myself, I pray for Grace Church.
我为自己祷告，也为怀恩堂祷告。
That may Grace Church be sensitive.To the prompting of the Holy Spirit.
我求主让华严堂能够对圣灵的引导能够敏锐。
Now what does that mean?
什么意思呢
？It means at times the Spirit may lead us, that is gracious, to support mission work that is difficult, unpopular, and even may not bear fruit immediately in the early stages. Such work calls for patience and endurance.
对，我们需要有耐心，需要有这个恒心，因为神说不定会呼召我们去支持一些很艰难，而且在短期内看不到成果的一些宣教事工。
Over the past 50 years, we have seen the work of the Holy Spirit in many parts of Asia, actually.
在过去的50年呢，我们看到圣灵在亚洲各地的动工。
You may or may not know, actually, something great is happening in Malaysia, particularly in East Malaysia in the last 30 years, Malaysia.
我不知道你们大家会知不知道，是过去30年呢，在马来西亚，在东马呢，其实圣灵一直都在做一个大工作。
Among indigenous people in East Malaysia，
那是在这个东马的这些原住民当中
，hundreds of thousands of people, villages after villages came to know the Lord。
有几万人。
You may not have known, but this is happening. This is the work of the Holy Spirit。
啊，因为那里有好几万、好几十万人哦，村一个村庄接着一个村庄的信了主。
Now, not only that the work of the Holy Spirit is supernatural in nature, but the outpouring of the Holy Spirit is universal in extent.
所以圣灵的这个降临，它不只是在本质上是超自然的，它也有这种普世性的影响。
The sound came back. That's good.
那个音响恢复了啊。
Yeah.Now, as you come to chapter 2, verse 5, it says, There are staying in Jerusalem God-fearing Jews from every nation under heaven.
所以到了《使徒行传》的第二章第五节呢，我们看到他说，那时有虔诚的犹太人从天下各国来，住在耶路撒冷。
In verse 7, it says, Utterly amazed, they asked, Aren't all these who are speaking Galileans?How is it that each of us hears them speak in our own native language?
啊，那时候呢，他们有人就惊讶地说：“看呐，这说话的都是加利利人吗？怎么我们听到他们在说我们的语言
？”I will spare my brother not to name all those in Chinese, but let me read those all the names of these places: Parthians, Medes, Elamites, Mesopotamia, Judea, Cappadocia, Pontus, Asia, Phrygia, Pamphylia, Egypt.And other parts of Libya near Cyrene. No need to translate. That's all right. They all came from different places altogether.
所以来自这么多地方的人都来到了耶路撒冷。
In verse 12, amazed and perplexed, they ask each other, "What does that mean?" What does that mean? They all understand each other. Why?
在十二章呢，他们都很惊奇地问，可是。他们却完全都听得懂在说的是什么？为什么
now, ？I gave you a long list just now, but to understand the context, we must understand the composition of this crowd in Jerusalem.
啊，如果我们要了解这个的语境、这个环境的话呢，我们需要知道这在这边在耶路撒冷的这群人，他们是来自哪里的
Dr. Lu did not give you a random list. No, it was very systematic.
啊，陆家医生呢，给了我们的这一堆人呢，他其实不是随意给的，他是很有次序的在列出他们。
If you read the names, you can see that it goes through the map from the east to the west, from the right hand side to the left hand side. That's how it goes through.
所以他列出这些地方来自这些不同地方的人的时候，他列出这些名字是从右到左的。
So from the east, Mesopotamia, meaning Parthians, Medes, Elamites.
所以他从东边呢，有这个米索波大人，有这个伊兰人，对。
And the second group, verse 9 to 10, is what we call now modern-day Turkey, verse 9 to 10.
所以从第九节到第十节呢，我们看到的是现今这个处在这个现在的这个土耳其的这些人。
In verse 10 is North Africa, where you see here, where the northern part here on the map.
在第十节所提到的呢，是在北非的这些人。
And the fourth group is verse 10, that is Rome across Mediterranean. So Luke went from the east to the west, the map.
所以在第四组人呢，是在地中海的另一边，就是罗马那边。所以你看，路加列出这些地方的时候，是从东到西的。
And there's a fifth group, which is you can see in the south, that is the Arabs, the Cretans on the south. We can see on the map.
啊，在这个地图上呢，我们看到第五组人就是这个是阿拉伯那一。
So what happened at Pentecost? What happened at Pentecost?
所以在五旬节发生了什么事情呢？
This was the international multilingual group gathered around the 120 local believers. That's what happened.
所以当时是有120个当地的信徒，可是他们却被一群来自世界各地说不同语言的人给包围着。
And yet they could hear the local people, Galileans.Speaking in their language, totally amazed.
可是他们却听到当地的这些加利利人说着他们的语言，这让他们惊叹不已。
This is really ironical because you know what? The Galileans are known not to be good in language at all.
这个其实很讽刺哦，因为加利利人呢，其实语言是不好的。
According to historians, they say the Galileans they swallow their syllables and they cannot pronounce sounds properly.So people look down on them and say, these are the people who can't speak well. And yet now they could speak everyone's language, the native languages.
历史学家说呢，其实加利利人说话呢，是会把一些音节呢，给完全给省略掉的。所以他们说话是不清楚，听不清楚的。可是现在他们却听着这些加利利人在说话。
Now, we must understand Acts 2 is a remarkable moment in history. Remarkable.
我们需要知道呢，《使徒行传》的第二章呢，是在历史上呢，是一个很非凡的一个时期。
The coming of the Holy Spirit signifies the birth of a new humanity. Now, this multiracial, multinational nature of the kingdom of Christ demonstrates a new era has come. A new era.
所以，在这一个多民族多语言的这个是圣灵的领导所带来的这个新人类。
This new era.Was brought about by the coming of Christ.
是基督的降临呢，才带来这一群我们这个全新的人类的。
And yesterday, if you heard me already, I mentioned Christ came and destroyed the barrier, bringing us together and bringing us reconciled to God. Christ has destroyed the barrier.
所以昨天我就说到了，基督他把我们全部都让我们同归于唯一，他拆毁了这个中间的这个隔墙。
And so I pray, Lord, for Grace Church, may God enlarge our horizons, transform our old way of thinking.
所以我为淮安堂祷告，愿神呢，扩大我们的视野，改变我们的思维。
Sometimes we may still be very ethnocentric, may I say.
可很多时候呢，我们还是这种以族群为中心，才有这种观念。
Or even still more Singapore-centric, maybe.
甚至是以新加坡为中心。
But this new era that has arrived is Christ has brought everybody together, cross cultural barriers and national barriers.
可是呢，基督的降临呢，是让我们跨过了这一些的边界，是没有再也没有这些边界了。
Now, not only the Holy Spirit is supernatural in nature, not only it is universal in extent, but also it is.Helping us to understand God's purpose, enable us to understand God's purpose.
所以圣灵的降临不只是超自然，不只是有普世性的影响，它也可以帮我们明白神的心意。
People thought that they were drunk, you know, they were speaking in tongues. Said, "Oh, these people must be drunk."
他们说着方言的时候，别国语言的时候，那些人就说，还说了，他们一定是喝醉酒了。
Peter said, "No, they are not drunk." He quoted from the Old Testament, the prophet Joel.
彼得却说他们没有喝醉，然后他还引用了这个旧约先知约珥的话。
And from the book of Joel, he says, "God will pour out His Spirit on His people." The sons and daughters, young men will see visions, and old men will dream dreams upon even the servants, men and women.
他说，末日的末后的日子，他是我会将我的圣灵灌洗在有血气的。你们的儿女要说预言，你们的少年人要见异象，老年人要做异梦。
So what Paul is saying is very important. Now note this. What Peter is saying is extremely important.
所以彼得是说的，在这里所说的东西呢是非常重要的。
He quoted from Prophet Joel.
他引用了先知约珥的话。
What he's saying is this.
他想说的是
，Regardless of their outward status,
不管他们外在的这个身份如何
，Men or women,
不管是男是女
，Young or old,
不管是少是老
，Rank or status,
sorry,
rank or status,
不管他们是什么样的身份地位
，High or low.
不管是高是低
educated or uneducated,
是否受过教育
rich or poor,
是否是穷富有
powerful or powerless,
是否有权力没权力
What Peter is saying, all can come to know God. All, everyone.
他说所有人都能够来认识神
I give you an example.
我给大家一个例子
Now this is the picture of John Getty.
这是这个约翰戈迪的一张照片。
Now you say who's John Getty?
你说这个约翰戈迪是谁
？Who is he?
他是谁
？He was a Scottish missionary who worked in this very little island called the New Hebrides, now called Vanuatu, in the Pacific Islands.
他是一个苏格兰的宣教士，他在这个叫做新赫布鲁迪群岛，以前叫新布鲁，现在叫做瓦努阿图岛的一个地方工作。
And when he landed on the island, it was 1848.
他是在1848年呢登陆这个岛上的。
The community was known for violence and cannibalism. They eat people.
这个族群呢是让人闻风丧胆的。他们是又暴力又还会吃人肉。
He served there 24 years. He died.
他在那里服侍了24年后呢，在那里过世了。
But he established a church.
他在那里建立了教会。
Even in that church, there's a stone, a tablet remembering him.
在那个教会呢，他有一块石碑呢，是纪念他的。
And on the tablet it says，
在这个石碑是这么写的
：When he landed in 1848, there were no Christians, but when he left, there were no heathen。
他说他来的时候没有基督徒，他走的时候没有异教徒。
So you can see here, lives are transformed, regardless whether they are educated or not.
所以我们看到呢，在这里，不管那个人有没有受教育呢，他都带来了这种生命的转变。
So what have we seen so far in Acts chapter 2?
所以我们在《使徒行传》的第二章，目前是看到了什么呢
？The outpouring of the Holy Spirit is supernatural in nature, is universal in extent, and empowering us in understanding. Lives are transformed.
所以我们看到的是这个圣灵的降临是超自然的，是有普世性的影响的，还有它能够帮助我们了解神的经历，给我们带来能力。
But you may say, why did God pour out the Holy Spirit to His people? What is the purpose?
你说神为什么让他的圣灵临到他的人呢？他的子民呢？他的心意何在
？And there is a special purpose.
他其实是有。特别的旨意的。
Actually, if you read the early church history in Acts, God was preparing the church to face various challenges and threats.
所以，如果我们读《使徒行传》第二章呢，我们会看到神正在预备初代教会，让他们可以面对各种的挑战和威胁。
Both internal threats, external threats.
不管是
The Holy Spirit is preparing the church to face that.
所以圣灵是在预备教会要面对这些挑战，无论是来自内部的挑战，还是来自外来的挑战。
And it's just as applicable to today. It's not just in the early church, but even today.
而这呢也非常适用于今天，不只是适用于当时的教会。
So for the rest of the time, I will focus on Acts 4 to 6 to look at how the Holy Spirit prepared the church to face those threats.
所以我们在接下来呢，这《使徒行传》的第四章到第六章，我们会看圣灵是如何预备初代教会去面对这些挑战和威胁的。
There are three kinds of threats in Acts 4, 5, and 6.
在《使徒行传》第四、第五、第六章呢，有总共三种的考验。
First, the threat of persecution.
第一是这种逼迫的考验。
Second, the threat of hypocrisy.
第二是这种诚信的考验。
And third, the threat of disunity.
第三是合一的考验。
And of course, you notice that in Acts 4, Peter was standing before the rulers and authorities.
所以我们知道呢，在《使徒行传》的第四章呢，彼得就站在这些有权威的人士的前面。
He made this remarkable statement. He says, "Salvation is found in no one else, for there is no other name under heaven given to mankind by which we must be saved."
是。他那很大胆的宣告说，除了他以外呢，别无拯救，因为在天下人间没有赐下别的，我们可以靠着得救的。
The rulers were very unhappy.
那当时的统治者听了这番话，非常的不悦。
They think, who is this guy?
他说
，Peter, who is this guy?
这个彼得是谁
？And actually, in the Bible, if you read Acts chapter 4, they say they recognize him as.Unschooled, in English meaning uneducated. This guy is uneducated. What does he know about God? He knows nothing about God.
所以使徒行传的第四章给我们看到，当时的人呢说彼得其实是没有受教育的，是他还说这个没有受教育的人到底懂得怎么可能会懂得关于神的事情呢
？So in chapter 4 verse 13, they say you cannot preach the name of Christ. They stop him.
所以他们就阻止了他，跟他说你不能够宣告耶稣的基督耶稣的名字。
And Peter, a completely changed man, he said, "Is it right to listen to you or listen to God?" He challenged them.
所以彼得那个时候已经是一个被改造的人了。他就问他们，他挑战他们说：“我应该听你还是应该听神呢？”
Actually, if you look back into church history in the last 2,000 years,
如果我们回顾过去2000年的教会历史
，God often used the unschooled, uneducated to bring the gospel to different parts of the world. That's always God's work.
神一直都是用那些没有受教育的人呢，将他的福音带到世界各地的。
It surprises actually often.
啊，这让我们时常觉得很惊讶哦。
Now I belong to the mission called OMF in the past called China Inland Mission.
我是这个海外基督使团的一份子，以前是叫做内地会。
I know that many friends here knew about China Inland Mission.
我知道我们这边的很多朋友都听过内地会啊，
有很多朋友在我们当中啊。
有很多朋友。
So, in 1866, you know, in the early days of the China Inland Mission, it was very difficult to send missionaries.
所以在内地会初期呢，在1866年的时候呢，要派遣宣教士是非常困难的。
Because the journey from Liverpool, England, to China takes 7 months to travel on a boat. 7 months on a boat.
要乘船从英国 到中国要7个月，在那个时代
It's very hard.
很艰辛啊。
But one young man applied by the name of George Stott.
可是有一个年轻人叫做曹雅芝，他却申请了要到中国去做宣教士。
But he got interviewed 3 times, he failed the test. People didn't let him go.
可是他被面试3次之后呢，他还是没有过关，人家不想让他派遣他。
So he appealed to Hudson Taylor. He said, "Please let me speak to Hudson Taylor."
他最后呢，他就想要去找这个戴德生，他就说，请让我跟戴德生说话。
When Hudson Taylor met him, he said the same thing. He said, "Brother George, stay back in England, just pray for China. You cannot go."
啊，可是戴德生看到他的时候呢，就也说了同样的话，弟
兄
啊
，Why?
弟兄啊，你就待在英国为中国祷告就好吧，你别去。
Because when he walked in the room, people were shocked. He only had one leg. He walked with a crutch. He only had one leg.
因为他走进这个面试间的时候呢，他拿着一个拐杖，而他只有一条腿。
Because when he was young, his left foot got infected. The doctor has to amputate the leg, so he walked into the interview room with only one leg.
因为他儿时呢的时候，他的这个左腿呢受到了感染，必须被肢解，所以他只有一条腿。
This is what he said to Hudson Taylor.
他对戴德生说了这样一番话。
He said there are many people in England with two legs.
他说英国有很多人是有双足的。
They are not willing to go to China.
可是他们却不愿意到中国去。
Please allow me to go with one leg.
就请请你允许我带着我这条腿到中国去吧。
And God sent him to the place called Wenzhou.
所以那神呢
？Colleagues here in Wenzhou sitting there today.
把曹雅士带到了一个叫温州的地方。我们今天不是有来自温州的朋友在我们当中吗？嗯。
And the rest is history.
接下来的事情大家都知道了。
God sent the unschooled, unequipped, unqualified to do His mission work.
神会派那些没有受教育、没有受装备，甚至是没有资历的去做宣教工作。
God does not call the qualified; God qualifies the called.
神不是呼召那些有资历的人，而是让他所呼召的人变得有资格。
Now we need to come back to Acts chapter 4.
我们需要回来看这个路加不是使徒行传第四章。
Peter and John were locked up in prison, and they were released afterwards.
那个时候呢，彼得跟约翰呢被关在监狱里，然后之后他们也被释放了。
And the whole church came and prayed together for him and for themselves. They prayed. In chapter 4 is the most remarkable prayer life of the early church.
所以给我们使徒行传第四章给我们看到这个初代教会祷告生活最辉煌的那一刻。
We don't have a lot of time today, but when you go home, please read the prayer very carefully.
我们今天的时间不多，可是你回家的时候呢，请读一读初代教会的祷告。
From verse 24 onward.
从二十四节。
What can we learn from their prayer life? How did they pray?
我们可以从他们的祷告生活中学到什么呢？他们是怎么祷告的呢？
First of all, they were united in prayer, unity.
第一，他们在这个祷告里面同心合意。
Now the word together in English is very important. It's in Greek, hemathymodon. That's a Greek word.
这个同心合意呢，希腊文是
hemathymodon. This word 12 times in the New Testament, 12 times appear.
这个词希腊词呢，在新约圣经出现了总共十二次。
Out of 12 times, 11 times in the book of Acts, 11 times. So Luke really likes this word.
所以它出现的总共十二次，有十一次呢是出现在使徒行传里。所以我们
看
到牧家很喜欢这个词。
Why? Because the church is united, facing threat together, united in prayer, unity.
因为当时的教会在面对威胁的时候是同心合意的。
Secondly, they also are a confident community, confident in God.
第二，他们是一个有信心的群体，他们对神有信心。
He said, "O Sovereign Lord, you make the heavens and the sea and everything in them."
他说，掌权的神啊，你创造我们听，主啊，你是造天地海和其中万物的。
They are confident in God's sovereign rule.
他们非常的确信神绝对的主权。
What were they confident about?
他们的自信来自何处呢
？Three things about God, verse 24, verse 25, verse 28.
所以他们看到神的三方面，这二十四节、二十五节、二十八节。
You are the God of creation. You created the world.
他说你是创造的主。
You are the God of revelation. You spoke through history.
你是这个启示的主，通过历史向我们说话。
You are the God of history. Nothing surprises you. You allow.What has happened?
你是历史的你主，没有东西是在你使你出乎意料的，一切都是你预定必有的。
I know of a pastor today still in prison today.
我认识
because he preached the gospel. Even today, he's been locked up for a few months already.
我认识一位牧者，他因为宣讲福音的现在在监狱里，已经被关了几个月了。
Even today, he's still in prison.
至今他还在监狱里。
People interview his wife and say, you know, the wife and say, well, how are you feeling?
啊，有人呢去访问了他的妻子，问他你此刻的心情如何
？This is what she said. I listened to her talk when she shared.
他是我听了他的访谈，他是这么说的。
She said, fear is real.
他说我们的惧怕是真实的。
Fear is contagious.
惧怕呢是会传染的。
But the joy of the Lord is even more contagious.
可是，主的喜乐更有感染性。
He said, "Pray for my husband in prison that he may be filled with the joy of the Lord, and that joy will spread in prison." That was her request for prayer.
所以她的代祷事项竟然是求你们为我的丈夫祷告，让他的喜乐可以在监狱内呢传播开来，影响人。
You might have seen this picture before, shown in 2015.
你们可能看过这张2015年的时候拍的照片。
20 Egyptian Coptic Christians were killed by the extremists.
有20名这个埃及的科普特基督徒呢，被这些极端分子给杀害了。
And even before they were killed, people could see from their lips they were praying and praising God.
他们在被杀害之前呢，人家可以从他们的这个嘴的动作看得出，他们是在念着主的名字，在赞美神。
Their faith led to a revival across the churches in the Middle East, influenced millions of people.
他们的信仰呢，影响了几百万人，这带为中东地区都带来了复兴。
So not only they are united, not only they are confident, but they are waiting community. They are willing to wait.Consider their threats.
他们不只是一个有信心的群体，他们也是一个懂得等候的群体。他们这里说，他们恐吓我们，现在求主鉴察。
Waiting meaning acknowledge our own inadequacies. You know, we are weak. Acknowledging before God. Waiting involves our willingness to count the cost.
我们要等候，就代表我们能够承认自己的不足，承认愿意去思考自己应当付上的代价。
In the early 1900s, a jail officer was serving God among the Lee Su people. Some of you might come from Thailand or China. You know the Lee Su people, Lee Su 族。
1900年代呢，这个赋能人呢，在这个傈僳族当中服侍。
For 10 years, he didn't see any fruit. He was very frustrated. He always wanted to give up.
他有整整十年的看不到任何的成效，他那个时候已经是气急败坏，想要放弃了。
So he wrote letters back home and say,Ask the church and say, pray for the outpouring of the Holy Spirit upon the Lee Su people. Outpouring.
所以他写信回家的时候，就求他自己的教会呢祷告，让圣灵可以临到当地人。
Lee Su people are known for one thing: they always get drunk. They drink too much alcohol. They always get drunk. Always.
傈僳人是出了名的酒鬼。
And after the church pray, after a few years.60,000 Lee Su people came to know the Lord. 60,000.
他们祷告了之后呢，总共有六万个傈僳人呢，信主了。
And many of the Lee Su people spread the gospel to other places as well.
而这些傈僳人很多呢，都把这个福音传到其他的地方去。
And the story spread like this. What was the story?
啊，这他们有一个故事也是这样流传的哦。
When they became Christians, they threw away all their alcohol.
他们成为了基督徒之后呢，他们把他们之前喝的酒呢都给丢掉了。
But the pigs,
可是在当地的猪
drank all the alcohol, and the pigs got drunk. They say,
是在当地的猪呢把他们扔掉的酒给喝了，然后之后呢反而是猪变醉了，喝醉了。
You don't believe me? You can find the record. You know, he wrote about that. Actually, you can see that in the books.
如果你们不相信我的话，你们可以自己去查证。
And Charles Spurgeon said this.Asking, that is waiting, is the rule of the kingdom.
所以这个斯布珍也这么说呢，他说你等候是神的，这是神国的规矩。
The fourth thing is that they are proclaiming community. They ask God, give us courage, even under threat, to proclaim the gospel.
第四，他们是一个会宣道的群体。
And you can see here, they were asking God to give them boldness.
在这里呢，他们求神让他们可以大放胆量。
I know a sister who's actually, she doesn't mind me saying, she's not tall, she's quite short.
我认识一位姐妹，她其实身高不是特别的高。
And but she worked in a restricted country, not allowed to share the gospel openly.
她在一个创企国家啊，她那边是不能够直接分享福音的。
She worked as a nurse.
她是一名护士。
But normally on Sunday, she's off work and she would go cycling through the villages doing her exercise, cycling.
所以每个周天呢，是她的休假日，所以她都会骑着自行车呢，在这些村庄那边运动转。
Every Sunday, she would wear a different T-shirt.
每周日她都会穿一件不一样的 T 恤。
On a different T-shirt, every time.There's a different Bible verse at the back of her T-shirt. Bible verse.
所以她的每一件 T 恤后面都印着一个圣经的经文。
And so when she went to the village, people say, "What's that?" They ask her about what does that mean.
所以她到了这些村庄的时候，那边的人会问她，这是什么？这在说什么？所以她。
And God just gave her many opportunities to share about the gospel. That is wonderful.
所以神就赐下很多这种分享福音的机会给她。
The courage to share the gospel with creativity.
我们要有这一种，分享福音的勇气，而且还要有创意。
But not only that. They are healing community because they say, "Stretch out your hands to heal, to bring healing to a broken world." That is healing.
可是不仅仅此，他们还是一个可以给人带来医治、治愈的这样一个群体。
We are called to be a healing community.
神呼召我们呢，是给成为一个可以给人带来治愈的这个群体。
And finally, in verse 31, chapter 2, as they prayed, the whole place was shaken. They were filled with the Holy Spirit. The whole place was filled with the Holy Spirit.
我们在三十一节看到他们祷告完之后呢，那整个地方都是震动，被圣灵充满。
The early church is a praying church.
初代教会是一个很擅长祷告的教会。
I pray the same that Grace Church will be, has been a praying church as well.
我也为华严堂祷告，希望华严堂可以成为一个祷告的教会。
We cannot dictate what God can do. We cannot dictate.
我们不能够命令神。
But if you really want revival to happen, prayer is indispensable.
可是如果我们真的想要看到复兴的话呢，祷告是不可能缺少的。
Now Dixon Edward Holmes was one of the CIM missionaries. This is what he said.
啊，这个何德斯呢是其中
何士德牧师
呢是其中一位这个内地会的牧师。
Unless we are constantly and faithfully wrestling in the heavenlies against the power of darkness, there's a real danger of us becoming involved in wrestling with our colleagues.
所以他说，除非我们常常在祷告里与我与自己属灵黑暗的这些掌权者征战呢，否则我们将会用我们的精力和时间和我们自己的这个弟兄姐妹征战。
What he's saying is this: choose your battle properly.
他想说的就是呢，你要征战，要跟对，要找对象。
Too often our battle has been fighting against each other rather than fighting against the dark forces in heaven. You chose the wrong battle.
因为很多时候我们的征战是与彼此征战，而不是与这些黑暗的属灵势力征战。
So the early church, in summary, is a praying, confident, waiting, proclaiming, healing, and spirit-filled community.
所以总的来说，初期教会是一个合一、祷告、等候、宣道、医治和被圣灵充满的教会。
I pray very much that Grace Church will be that kind of church as well.
我也祷告愿华严堂成为这样的教会。
So we must come to the second threat, that is the threat of hypocrisy.
所以我们要看这第二个考验，就是这个诚信的考验。
Now, we know the story about this Ananias and Sapphira.
我们知道这个亚拿尼亚和这个撒菲拉的这个故事。
And they are quite wealthy. They sold a piece of land, and with the wife's full knowledge, they kept back part of the money, and yet donated the rest to the church.Which is good, right?
他们是很富裕，他们卖了田产之后呢，他们把一部分的这个价银收着，然后就把其他的呢都捐给了教会。
Now, mind you,
很好，不是吗？
They make an offering to the church.
你要知道，他们其实这样也是等于有向教会奉献。
It's not as if they didn't do anything. They gave to the church.
他们不是什么都没给，他们是有向教会奉献。
And Peter said, "You lie to God."You lied to the Holy Spirit. Peter criticized him.
可是彼得却批判他们说，你是欺骗了神，欺骗了圣灵。
And you read there, those of you who can read Chinese verse 11, what happens?
我们再可以看
看。Great fear seized the whole church. Great fear, the whole church became fearful. That was the result of that, what happened? Because they all died. The two, the husband and wife died.
之后发生了什么事呢？我们可以从第十一章看到，就是众人教会里的人都惧怕，因为他们夫妻俩都暴毙了。
Actually, the word fear, this is the second time happens in the book of Acts.
其实，这个惧怕一词呢，是在使徒行传呢是出现了第二次。
First time is in chapter 2. Everyone was filled with fear in chapter 2, verse 43. The fear of God, reverence for God, that's in chapter 2.
所以在第二章的第43节呢，他是那时候是说众人都惧怕，那个是指众人对神的敬畏。
But chapter 5, the fear is due to judgment of God.
可是在第五来到第五章呢，这个惧怕却是因为神的这个审判降临了。
But you say, what was wrong, Peter? Why are you criticizing them? They gave to the church, didn't they?
所以你说彼得为什么你这么批判他们呢？他们不是有向教会奉献吗？
And Peter said that before you sold the land, it belonged to you. After you sold the money also belonged to you. There was no obligation at all to give to the church. No obligation.
彼得跟他们说的是，卖田产之前地是你的，卖了田产之后钱是你的。那其实这边他根本是没有义务要把所有的钱都给交上交给教会的。
So what is the problem?
那问题出在哪里呢？
Now the English word translation is not so clear. They kept back part of the money that is in English.
在英文里呢，他的这个是说他们私底下留下了一部分。
But in the Greek, it's different. It's embezzlement. That is the word. Embezzle the money.
可是在希腊原文里呢，他用了这个亏空挪用公挪用
偷工公款
偷工公款的这样一个词汇。
So that's what Peter is saying.
所以彼得这彼得在说的是。
So what does that mean? It means that they probably had made a prior arrangement with the church and say we will give all the money, but yet in the end they didn't. They kept back some of the money and gave the rest.
所以从这里我们可以想象，他那个时候肯定是跟神说，跟教会说，我们要把所有的钱都奉上，然后到最后呢，却私自的留下了一些。
The problem is deception.
Deception. 这里的问题是欺骗。
Because their motive was not to care for the poor, but actually to elevate their own status, to fatten their own ego.
因为他们的因为他们的目的不是要救济穷人，而是想要提高自己的身份地位，壮大自我。
Because before people they are godly and they are good, they gave everything, but actually inside they haven't.
因为他们欺骗，因为他们在人的面前呢是非常的合神心意，是想要奉献的，可是其实实际上他们是没有奉献。
You see, in church history.Persecution has never killed the church. Has never.
在纵观教会时呢，逼迫从来没有毁灭过教会。
But hypocrisy can kill the church.
可是这虚伪却能使教会有名无实。
It is far more destructive than persecution.
对教会来说，虚伪比逼迫更有破坏性。
So of course the devil's tactic, the first tactic is to attack the church from outside through persecution. But that failed. The second tactic is to corrupt the church.
所以那魔鬼的伎俩是第一就是要用外在的逼迫去攻击教会。那当这行不通的时候呢，他就从内部去败坏教会。
And I want to ask this question. Perhaps you have made promises to God in the past as well. You or I have made promises to God.
我想问大家这个问题哦，可能过去你我都有向神许过承诺。
And we may appear godly, spiritual, and sacrificial.
可能呢，我们在人的面前呢是很合神心意的，是属灵生活很好的，甚至是懂得舍己为人的。
And yet deep down you know you have not fulfilled your promise before God.
可是你的内心深处知道，其实你并没有完成。成就你对神的承诺。
And I want to quote one statement made by Reverend Chen Fong last week in the preaching.
我想要引用陈方牧师上个星期在讲道的时候所说的一句话。
What did he say?
他怎么说呢？
交差就算了，做门面功夫。That was what he said. You know what I say?
Sorry.
Casual giving, just superficial giving.
就是这种随意的这种奉献呢，是很肤浅的。
I apologize because I just use Cantonese now for my brother. May Grace Church be a church that fears God. That was in chapter 5. You know, I hope that not only wait until two people die, then they fear God. We fear God without people dying. That would be even better, I think.
愿华严堂成为一个敬畏神的教会，希望不要等到有人暴毙了，我们才懂得才来学习敬畏教会。
I only have 5 minutes to give you the third, the final threat.
Okay, 我只有剩下五分钟的时间来给大家第三这个
重点。I will be brief, but this is important. The third is the threat of disunity.
第三是这个合一的考验。
Now you know the story of this that the church grew, and then there was dispute between two groups of people.
所以我们知道呢，这个教会呢，最后是增长了，然后有两组人之间发生了这一些争执。
And as you read here, and there were two groups. One is Hellenistic Jews, and then also the Hebraic Jews as well.
所以这里有两组人，第一个是这种已经希腊化的犹太人，另外一个是这种本土的犹太人，他们之间有些
争执。Now the two groups are of different cultures, different languages.
这两组人呢，有不同的文化语言。
And yet, the church faced this dispute.
可是然而呢，教会面对着这一个争端。
And of course, you know the leaders, they did not decide themselves. They called the people together and solved the problem together.
这个领袖呢，没有自己就做主张去来想办法解决这个问题。他们是把人召集在一起来讨论怎么解决这个问题。
Now, note this, they say, choose 7 men who are also filled with the Holy Spirit. Again, here, the word here, filled with the Holy Spirit.
他说选几个人是被圣灵充满的。
Now I want to note this particularly this word diaconia.
我想跟大家分享这个希腊文 diaconia.
Because it's interesting, they say we will devote ourselves to the ministry of the word and prayer. That's diaconia, 服事。
Diaconia 这是一种服事，我们把自己献上，做事工。
And yet those who serve the tables, the same word was used, diaconia.
可是那些在做餐桌上的服事的人呢，圣经也用了这个 diaconia 这个希腊词。
So what does that mean? It means that there's no superiority. Not that you're praying, you're sharing the word that is superior to those who are serving the tables. They are equal.
就是这里没有高低贵贱之分，祷告和这种服事没有差别。
But not to be distracted to do something that God has not called you to do.
可是你不能分心去做一个神没有呼召你去做的事情。
Now this is particularly important as Grace Church is supporting integral mission. Integral mission.
是因为华严堂是支持这个整全性宣教，所以我们需要把这点搞清楚。
Some are serving God in open countries, direct church planting, direct evangelism.
所以有一些在一些这种开放的国家在做直接的祠堂工作，传福音的工作。
Some are serving in restricted countries in professional work through professional service.
这有一些在一些关闭的国家，是通过自己的这种专业服务在服事。
Both are equally important. Both are in diaconia serving God.
两个都一样的重要，两个都是 diaconia， 两个都是等于在服事神。
And I want to quote here the Cape Town commitment.In 2010,
我想要跟大家引用这个2010年的这个开普敦的承诺。
If we ignore the world, we betray the word of God. If we ignore the word of God, we have nothing to bring to the world. It's integral mission.
所以如果我们是不，这个是。
若我们忽略了世界，我们就对神的话语不忠。若我们忽略了神的话语，就没有任何的信息给世界。I just want to share with you finally a story.
我就想跟大家最后分享这个故事。
Just a few years ago,
有好几年前呢
a very wonderful movement, a church movement in one of the cities in Asia.
在亚洲的一个城市呢，有一个很美好的一个教会的一个运动。
And the churches encourage all the believers to donate blood.
这教会呢，鼓励他们所有的这个弟兄姐妹们呢捐血。
But particularly donate blood, everyone donate blood on November 25th.
可是特别要求弟兄姐妹在11月25号捐血。
But what is so special about November 25th?
可是十一月二十五号有什么特别呢
？So when non-Christians ask them, why is everybody donating blood on November 25th?
所以当这些非基督徒问他们为什么每个人在十一月二十五号捐血呢
？And they would point to 1 Corinthians chapter 11 verse 25.
他们就会 引用哥林多前书。
After supper, he took the cup, saying, "This cup is a new covenant in my blood. Do this whenever you drink it in remembrance of me."
这是我的杯，你们每一次喝这杯的时候呢，都要纪念我。
What a creative way to share the gospel.
这是这个 是多么有创意的一个分享福音的方式。
You see, the gospel is to touch every sphere of society in a holistic way.
我们要用就是福音应当是整全性的来触碰，在各方面触碰我们的社会。
I already passed the time by 3 minutes. I must finish.
Okay, 我必须赶紧结束，我已经超13分钟了。
And I respect the organizer. This is important to respect the time. I want to summarize.
我要做一个总结。
Persecution threatens the church.
逼迫威胁着教会。
Hypocrisy destroys the church.
虚伪破坏教会。
Distraction weakens the church, as recorded in Acts 6.
就如使徒行传第六章所说的，分心会分化教会。
But the Holy Spirit enables the church to face all these challenges.
可是圣灵却能赐予教会能量，就让教会可以面对这些问题。
And so may we as Grace Church respond like the early church.
愿华严堂呢也能够像初代教会一样。
Great fear seizes the whole church. May great fear in Grace Church.Also, we may have.
初代教会那时候呢，有惧怕，是产生了惧怕的情况。愿我们也能够敬畏神。
And may Grace Church grow in a deep, abiding fear of God as we commit ourselves to mission.
在我们投入宣教的时候呢，愿我们可以对神有这种深深的敬畏。
Amen.
Amen.